Finding Hildesi. Written and read by me, Christian Lewis. To my two beautiful children, Caitlin and Magnus, my greatest achievements. Thank you so much for listening to my audiobook. Here we are in a studio in the beautiful hills of Dorset with my best friend and loyal dog, Jet, who I must say loves to play. So if you hear any noise during this recording, it is not me. It's Jet. Jack, get off. Chapter 1, Into the Storm. Saying goodbye to my daughter Caitlin at Swansea train station was the most soul-destroying experience of my entire life. Never had I felt such a failure. The walk back to my flat was a complete blur. I cried all of the 6 miles home, only to walk into an empty shell of a flat, knowing she had gone. I looked at her bed, the covers still pulled back just as she had left them only a few hours before. Part of her presence was still here. My whole body went numb. Broken, I collapsed to the floor, sobbing like an inconsolable baby, wishing that I'd never existed. To make matters worse, it was only a few weeks before I would be evicted. My anxiety and depression had taken hold of me with such force by this point that even the simple task of going to the Civic Centre to try and sort out my deteriorating financial situation seemed impossible. I could barely step out the front door. Ironic, given the fact that how much I hated the place. As I looked around the flat, I realised what a dark and confined space it had become. It was like a prison, and every day spent with its drab walls seemed like a part of a long sentence. On a basic primal level, I knew I had to get out of there before its black energy sucked me further back into despair. After a good old sob, guided by inner wisdom, I finally found the energy to pick myself up and get changed into my wetsuit. I was so desperate to feel some kind of normal and escape from my own mind, I knew the only place I'd even have a chance of doing this was the surf. After 10 years of raising Caitlin on my own, the depths of my depression had become apparent to both of us, and was, I believe, one of the reasons Caitlin left in the first place. It took an enormous amount of willpower to get out the house. I grabbed my surfboard, a few Welsh cakes and 2 litres of water, and left the flat. But not before punching a hole in the wall out of pure anger at myself. Then I headed out to start my walk to Llangenneth Beach on the Gower Peninsula. I'd never been entirely sure what was going through my mind in that 10-mile stretch. All I can remember is the feeling of having let someone down that I love so much. It was unbearable. The outdoors have and always will be my happy place. I remember as a boy when my parents were going through a divorce, I'd run to the woods and sit in a tree for hours. Being outside was embedded in me, and that has held true my entire life. However, this time the walk to the beach had a different purpose. The only therapy that might help that hollow day was the ocean, and I found myself walking incredibly slowly and short of breath, my body racked with anxiety, constantly on the cusp of a panic attack. I was often stopping, sitting down somewhere out of sight of any other walkers, bursting into tears. Up until this day, I can honestly say I hadn't cried for all of my adult years. It was like someone had turned on the tap after decades of being switched off. I felt completely numb, consumed by the reoccurring thought that I had failed at what to me was the single most important thing that I couldn't afford not to succeed at, being a good father to my daughter. My mind adrift, my heart broken. After this, I had absolutely no idea where I was heading. I was lost. The word failure stuck in my throat like a leech, and the constant question rattling down my brain was, what the hell am I going to do now? I had no money, and eviction and homelessness were on the cards. At 37 years old, I was a prime example of somebody suffering severe depression.